says the Mishnah, if anyone has any kind of brother, right, and he brings over here in the commentary, even a mamza, that brother, zokek es eishes achiv leyibum, is tied to the wife for yibum, right, because any kind of brother, says the Mishnah, we'll see now what that means, the achiv lechol davarin, his brother for all matters. So including when it comes to inheritance, for example, and all matters, he would be considered his brother. Chutz mi shiyesh lo min ha-shifcha u min ha-nachris. Except if it's from a brother, a half-brother really, from a non-Jewish slave woman or a non-Jewess. In any of those cases, it's the same father, but a different mother, and the second mother is a non-Jewess. That's not considered his brother at all. It's considered no relation. No relation of his whatsoever, because the mother is not Jewish, the child is not Jewish, and therefore it's no relation of his whatsoever, and that wouldn't, therefore, you know, the laws of Yibum and Chalitza wouldn't apply, the laws of inheritance wouldn't apply, nothing would apply, it's not his brother for anything, says the Mishnah. Mishyesh lo ben mikol makom, a person who has a child in any case, pater es eishes aviv min ha-yibum, would exempt his father's wife from Yibum, meaning that even if the father had a child with another woman, and even if that was, let's say, an adulterous relationship and the child was a mamza, the father still got a child, even though the child's a mamza. So if he now marries another woman and dies childless, he's still got a child somewhere, a mamza out there somewhere, right? So he doesn't have to do Yibum. And that child also is forbidden from striking his father. He would be put to death if he strikes his father, or cursing his father. And it's considered his son for any matter. And now comes the exception. A son from a non-Jewish slave or a non-Jewess is not considered his son. It's not his son. It's considered no relation to him whatsoever, and therefore all the laws that would apply to a son do not apply to that child. So that's the Mishnah.